Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Have you ever done some of the genetic testing that's available today? You've probably heard about it anyway. There are companies that will take a sample of your DNA, analyze it, and report on your ancestry and things about your physical condition. It can identify health risks, help determine the best treatments if you do have problems, and it can reveal a lot of very interesting, sometimes surprising, information about you. One of the most well-known companies is called 23andMe. The name refers to the fact that humans have 46 chromosomes in each cell, and you get 23 from your mother and 23 from your father. Well, if you or a member of your family has been tested by 23andMe, you need to be aware that the company is in trouble. Back in October 2023, hackers broke into their data files and exposed the private information of nearly half of their 15 million customers. But the company says only about 14,000 customers actually had their data stolen. The hackers reportedly targeted people with Jewish and Chinese ancestry, but not exclusively. Now, 23andMe has declared bankruptcy, and their assets are in the hands of the courts. The information that 23andMe has on file is extensive and very personal. Your family tree, including your relatives, your description, your physical condition, and your identification, because users have to set up an account to get the testing done. If you paid their fee with a credit card, of course, they've got that too. 23andMe has always had very strict privacy policies, and they're still in force for anyone whose data didn't get hacked. But if new owners take over when the bankruptcy process is finished, those policies could be changed. 23andMe is still in business, although their founder and CEO has resigned, and their website is still up. If they've got information about you or someone you know, heads up. It might be a very good idea to go to their website, log in, and delete your data. You can do that now, but you can't be certain you'll be able to do that after the company emerges from bankruptcy. The website is numerals23andme.com, and once logged in under the Customer Care heading, you'll be able to delete your account and erase your information from their data bank. Of course, you'll want to download the info first if you haven't done so already. It's not certain your data will be at risk. The founder and former CEO says she'll try to buy the company back after bankruptcy and will continue to be careful about privacy. But the data they've collected from customers is so extensive and so private that the best way to make sure it stays private is to keep it to yourself. In this case, you might say that DNA stands for Don't Not Act. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.